Simon. Cockpit test. Eating vessels. If you recall, obviously there's going to be some degree of overlap, but Cockpit Dalit was about how a woman should act when her vessels comes. Like what to do when her vessels comes. Right? Whether to punish that owner, punish that owner or the owner before, which hours to be punished, what she's allowed to do, what she's not allowed to do, whether she has to do badika, etc. What Simon Kufbe Dalit didn't deal with is, how do you know when the onus of Essus came? Like, how do you calculate when it's your onus of Essus? That's what Kufbe test is about. It's very important. Simon, about how to calculate when it's going to be your onus of Essus. This is, you know, I would say that half of the Simon is basic things that they teach in every college class, so how she knows what Essus is, and half of it is, you know, as usual, things that are a little more uncommon, don't necessarily come up. In regular life. Let's start with Se'if Aleph. Kol isha she'en laves kavuach sheshesh liyom shloshim l'riyasa she'ona beinanis l'stam nashim. A chiddush, something that may or not be found in Shas. Any woman who doesn't have a ves kavuah has to suspect on the 30th day from her previous period. Why the 30th day from her previous period? Because that's the average period for Stam women. If she has a Ves Kavuah, she has a pattern, that's a certain time, 20 or 25, whatever. Now this is, there's something called Ves Kavuah, and Ves Kavuah, this is more chomer. In what way is it more chomer? We'll see later. That in lo vodka tocha veses asura ad shetivdok, and there is something called veses she'eno kavua, and that is more kal in lo vodka tocha veses muteres acharka ulibedika, right? Sif Aleph is telling us about the chomer kind of vessels. What are the chomer kind of vessels? The vessels come off. A woman has a fixed pattern that she's established for herself. Like some women nowadays have, not most women, but a significant minority of women nowadays have a vessels kavua. Right? In the days of Chazal, most women had a vessels kavua. They could tell what day it was based on when they got their period. Nowadays, most women don't have a ves kavua, but many women do have a ves kavua. A woman will say, you know, since I was a little girl, I got my period every 35 days without exception. Right? So if a woman has a ves kavua, then that's her real vesis, as it were. Ves kavua. Chazal made a takana, and what if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua? Okay, she can get a ves she'ena kavua, but that's not serious. Does she have to have a serious vesis? Meaning a time when bedika is ma'akev, at least at some point she has to do a bedika. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch here, Chazal made gzeira that if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, her serious veses is the average veses, which is 30 days. Why did Chazal make that takana? Because if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, what, she should mutter forever without a bedika? Like, or at some point she should have to think maybe she got her period. It doesn't make sense. She should never have to do a bedika. Like, absolutely be required to do a bedika. So therefore, they picked an average and they were gozer on her. That is called the ona beinanis. So, ona beinanis is only if she doesn't have a vesis kavua, meaning no woman has to keep vesis kavua and ona beinanis. It's only one or the other. Because vesis, ona beinanis is takana for a woman who doesn't have vesis kavua, so she'll at least have something serious to worry about. I mean, not that they want her to worry, but like, she's going to get her period eventually. She should have to do a bedika at some point in her life. So they were those are 30. Now, not all, interestingly, it's not clear if there's such thing as ona beinanis. The Gemara never says the word ona, well, the Gemara says the word ona beinanis in a totally different context. When the Gemara talks about an old lady who didn't get her period for 3 months, and they said, for three onos, they said, oh, three ona beinanises of 30 days. You know, that has nothing to do with vestos, right? Meaning the Gemara never says the vestas of ona beinanis. Where did this come from? This came from a machlokas rishonim, a nida daf tes vav amud aleph. The Mishnah says, "Kol anoshim b'cheskas tara lebaleihem habar mededer shein lem cheskas tara." All women, if they start out b'cheskas tara, they stay b'cheskas tara. The guy comes home from the road before cell phones, he can assume his wife b'cheskas tara through the rule of chazaka. If he left her tohora, when he comes back, he can assume she's tohora. Says Rish Lakish, sorry. That's only within the ona you can assume she's tohora. But after the ona, you have to check because the ona passed and now we suspect she got her period. So what's this idea? You have to check after the ona passed. What does it mean after the ona passed? What does this mean in this Gemara after the ona passed? So Rashi says, Lamed Yom L'Riyasa. Because of Stan Noshim is Lamed Yom. So Rashi says, what's the Mukkar? The Mukkar is, Rish Lakish says, after the Ona, you have to check. Meaning the husband comes home from the... It's not about the wife checking her body. It's talking about the husband checking with his wife. Well, what's the point? If the husband has, the husband comes home after the Ona, he has to check with his wife whether she got her period. So Rashi says, yeah. After 30 days, he has to check with his wife if she got her period. And the later Rishonim, such as the Rashba and the Ran and others, say based on this Rashi, well, just like after 30 days, the husband has to check with his wife if she got her period, the wife has to check herself if she got her period. And that's where we get the idea of Omer Veinonis, being a Vesis. From this Gemara. Not everyone interprets the Gemara this way. The Rambam and the Rif and the Raivin. I know the Beis Yosef says, it seems like the Rashba thought the Raivid helped them. Maybe it seems the Raivid, Bali Nefesh, Sefer and Chosnida, and the Rambam, the Rif, do not mention the Gibbon Venus. It's not found in the Rambam, Rif, and Raivid. It's not found in the Rambam, Rif, and Raivid. And the older Rishonim explain. The Rambam, Rif, and Raivid think very schlock, when he said Ona, he meant someone's Vesas Kavua. He didn't mean an Ona Venus. He meant the Vesas Kavua, because both women have a Vesas Kavua. So that's the bit of machlokas on daf tes vav amud aleph. Reish Lakish says that the husband has to check if he comes home after the ona. What does that ona mean? One pshat is Rashi's pshat, Ona Beinonis. After Ona Beinonis, the husband has to suspect she got her period. Which means after Ona Beinonis, the wife should also suspect she got her period. I mean, Rashi doesn't say that, it's logical. The other pshat is no. It means Onas Haveses, and the Okimta is that she's a Bailas Veses Kavua. She has a Veses Kavua. In which case, there is no such thing as Ona Beinonis from that Avesis. This is the only Mukkar, and you could say it doesn't mean Ona Beinonis. How does that translate? So if you take this shot, you say, like the Rambam, the Rif, and the Raivid, no such din as Ona Beinonis. It doesn't mean they deny the average period is 30 days. They know. When the Gemara wants to calculate how long 3 periods takes, it says the average period is 30 days, so 3 periods is 90. But there's no such thing in Vestos as Ona Beinonis. However, the later Rishonim, such as the Rashba and the Ran, say no. There is a din of Ona Beinonis based on Rashi's Pshat and Gemara. So this is where it comes from. It doesn't say explicitly. They take a Gemara that says after Ona, the husband has to check if his wife got her period. And if he comes home, first thing he has to ask her, did you get your period or not? Rashi says it means Ona Beinonis, although it could have meant just Ona Beinonis. And Rishonim just take it one step further. If the husband has to check with his after 30 days, the wife also has to check at 30 days. Which means she has to check herself on day 30, and if she has to check herself on day 30, she also has to return from pastors on day 30 and treat it like a Beinonis. So they get it based on Rashi. And if you don't base yourself on Rashi, then you would get to the Rambam and there's a right, you say no such thing as Ona Beinonis. Halacha Maisa, that'll take a question from Jacob. Halacha Maisa, we reject the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif and the Raivid. And we say there's a din of unabandonness, and no achronim argue on that. Right? So halacha l'maisa, there is a din of unabandonness, and we assume like Rashi, that the makar is the husband who comes home after 30 days, has to suspect his wife might have gotten her period in check.
I mean, it's very mistaken that a woman's bound to flee at some point, so what does Rambam say?
You would say, it's mistaken she's bound to flee at some point, but since we don't know when, Chazal couldn't make any xeris about it. Yes, she can flee at some point, but since we don't know when, we can't make a xeris about it. That, I think, might be more mistaken. You know, she's going to leave at some point, and we never make her check. What can we do? You know, we don't know when. Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Two questions. Number one, do Tamanim observe an unabandonment?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's a great question. You would think not, but I have to. Okay, next time I see a Tamanim, I will check.
And also, within the Gemara itself, so the Gemara says after if an Ona passes when he's gone. Right, so that, I mean, doesn't that Gemara be better for the Rambam? Because if an Ona passes when he's gone, I mean, even if she has a Kapua, though, 30 days she for sure probably had a period over that short of time. It doesn't matter. You need an Ona advantage from there.
I'm not following you.
I'm saying,
if her Ona passes, yeah. Gemara, she says, what is her Ona pass? 30 days since her last period? Or whenever her Vestas Kabula is.
No.
Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, we hold for the idea of unabandonness, and, you know, we paskin clearly the Chumrah that there is such thing as unabandonness. Again, I don't know what the Tamanim did. Now, the controversy is, of course, since the basis for unabandonness in Shas is so flimsy, you're not going to have a lot of proof of the details of exactly how to define unabandonness. It's a very flimsy basis in Shas. So here you get a tremendous machlokas. What does unabandonness mean? And here you get two machlokas. Number one is, when it comes to unabandonness, issue number A is, which day? Which day is unabandonness? It says 30 days. 30 days can mean different things. What does the Shach think it means? Right here, he says, I'm going to say this at great length in Sivkat and Laman, I think he says. But he says it here, very pithily, which is very useful. Yeah, the Shach says 30 days doesn't mean a certain number of days. It's just like a shorthand way of saying the same day of the month. Remember there's such thing as Yom HaChodesh? According to the Shach, Yom HaChodesh and Unabandonness are not two different things. Yom HaChodesh and Unabandonness are two ways of saying the same thing. 30 days and Yom HaChodesh are the same thing. It means around 30 days. But for the Shach, there's no counting number of days for Unabandonness. It's just the Yom HaChodesh. You know, like everyone learns in Chassidim classes or Kabbalah classes, oh, every month you have to calculate three things. You're a flugger, your Yom HaChodesh, and your Unabandonness. Shach says, no, that's silly. You have to calculate two things, your Aflaya and your Yom HaChodesh, which is your unabandonness.
So how does the Shach read the Mechaber?
It says 30 days means
unabandonness. To contrast it, it says, but if the woman has a Vestas Kavua, whether it's...
Nah, so if she doesn't... if she doesn't have a Vestas Kavua, then it's automatically the same day of the month. She does have a Vestas Kavua, then it's whatever it is. I agree with you, it's not Pashup Shach. If you meant day of the month, why would he say 30 days? I totally admit it's not Pashup Shach, but the Shach thinks so. Whatever the Shach thinks has to at least be possible. So says the Shach, Yom HaChodesh. Right? The Shach can never be just wrong. We cannot paskin like him, he can be dachuk. The Shach can't be wrong. That's impossible. That's the Shach. However, no one holds like the Shach. Why? Because it's not Pashup Shach, old Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch. Like, they should have said the word month, if that's what they meant. They keep saying 30. Now, the problem is, there are two ways to interpret 30. Right? If, let's say, she got her period on a Monday, when is 30 days from then? Tuesday or Wednesday, right? It's a little tricky. It depends. Do you mean 30 days later or the 30th day? For example, a bris milah is on which day?
Eighth day.
The 8th day, which is 7 days after the baby's born, right? Now, is it really 7 days after he was born the eighth day? Well, both. It just depends how you're using the words. So it's equally valid to say by 30, I mean 30 days later, which means it goes from Monday to a Wednesday, or by 30, I mean the 30th day, from Monday to a Tuesday. Right? There's really no objective way to prove one way or the other. Does it mean 29 days later, which is 30th day, or 30 days later, which is the 31st day? Right? Do you include the day of the previous period or not? So this is a tremendous machlokas achronim, which comes up in a few places. The Taz, although he's not right here, we'll see him a little later. The Taz will hold that it means on the 30th day. The Taz and most Achronim say it means, okay, well, we'll get up to it. It means the 30th day, which is 29 days later. So it means that the Taz and the Shach will agree if it was a Chodesh Chaser, right? It's a 29-day month, and 29 days later, when we say the day of the month. That's the Taz, 29 days later. So if she got her period Monday, her own bainus is 4 weeks later and 1 day later on Tuesday. That's the majority opinion. The Chavos Das and the minority of Achronim, Chavos Das says no. It means 30 days later, which is the 31st day. So we have three opinions when the onabeinus is. Same day of the month, which is half the time, 29 days later, half the time, 30 days later, depending on how many days Chodesh. The 30th day or 30 days later. How do we paskin? L'maisa, no one paskins like the Shach. Basically, all the Achronim say, no, the Shach is wrong. Then they argue, now that the Shach is wrong, what do we mean by, the Shach is wrong, it's not the 30. Then they argue, what does 30 mean? L'maisa, the majority opinion is clearly that means 29 days later. Everyone agrees, me ikra din, we hold like the Taz. The machlokas nowadays is, me ikra din, we hold like the Taz. No one thinks me ikra din, we don't hold like the Taz. Because most of us don't hold like the Taz. Should we be machmir also for the Chavos Das? Not that we're going to pass that. Should we also be machmir like the Chavos Das or not? That is a big machlokas aposkim nowadays. In many places, they're machmir for the 30th day and the 31st day. Which I guess also goes to the Shach, right? Because one of those two is Yom HaChodesh. So some people are also machmir like the Chavos Das. No one only passes like him. Some people are also machmir like him. L'maisa, we don't assume that. We assume that we just pass like the Taz, and that is good enough. So some are also machmir for the Chavos Das, but we are Mako.
The way you explained the reason for the Gezerah previously was that it's not that like we actually think the period's going to happen on 30, just, we can't let her go forever without it.
Right.
So wouldn't that would seem to, you know, not jive with the opinion that wants to be Machmir for like a second date or a...
No, because it would just be a technical point. That was the reason, but Maisa Chazal made Gezerah. Since we're Besopek, what Gezerah they made, historically, therefore, we machmir both ways, because even though they would never want us to keep 2 days, since we're not sure how they said their gzeira, we have to machmir both ways, because technically we want to keep the gzeira. Not just the spirit of the law, because the letter of the law.
Eliana, I'm wondering, the 30 days, if that's something that may have changed over time, because the times of Rashi at least. So we looked up.
Did you Google the average on the
range? So the range now is, if the average is, it says 28 to 30 days. So
all 10 results said that.
Hold on, that's great for the Taz, because they mean days later. Uh-huh. They don't mean, meaning they mean 28 to 30 days later. Mm-hmm. So then the average is 29 days later, so that's perfect for the Taz.
Thanks.
Okay. And what comes Das say? He would say, yeah, it changed a little bit from then to now, but we have still have to keep it the way Chazal were talking. Yes. You know? So it's not a disproof. You know, but that's perfect for the Taz, because I think that website meant 28 to 30 days later, which is the average 29 days later, so therefore the Taz emerges justified, which Works out well since we pass like him anyway.
Right.
Okay, fine. Now, another machlokes about onan beinonis is how long is the onan beinonis? How many onos is the onan beinonis? Now, here you would say, that sounds a little funny. Question, how many onos? Because onan beinonis is lashon yachid. So you think it's one ono, which is 12 hours. Either 12 shows mine, it's either a daytime or a nighttime, right? That is the majority opinion. The majority opinion is that the onan beinonis is, says the Sidrei Tara and Rove Poskim, the onan beinonis is one ona, either day or night. How do you know whether to keep your onan beinonis during the day or at night? So what would you say?
Whichever word it fell.
Whichever was your last period. If the last period is daytime, you keep it in daytime. If the last period is nighttime, then you keep it in the nighttime. Day or night, based on last period. Right, which makes sense. Like an ona in Shas means a 12-hour period. However, you could say, no. An ona in the Samech, Daf Samech, Dalet, Daf Samech, hey, then it means a 12-hour period. But over here, ona beinonis, ona just means a time period. Because ona could also just mean a time period. So maybe the ona here, and what's the logic? Since it's not really based on her pattern, it's just a gzeira. So why should it depend on her last period? It should just be Xera. You can say that Xera is based on her last period. Therefore, there is a minority shita, famous as the shita of the Presu Placi. Here, the Presu Placi is the parish of Yomis and Ibishitz on Yerodea, similar to the Ur Batumen, which is parish on Hosh and Meshvat. The shita of the Presu Placi here is that it is a full day, or no, that's not misleading.
Full 24 hours.
Exactly. That is 24 hours, meaning a full day on the calendar. How does the day work on the calendar? Okay, luckily, we just 3 days ago late, Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, meaning sunset to sunset. Right? Full day on the calendar. Night and day. Night and day, based on Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker. It's a night and a day. What's the logic? After all, in Vestos, we'll see later on. Hopefully we got to. No, you only keep either during the day or at night based on your pattern. Say, yeah, that's a Vestos based on your pattern. Here's just a Xera, and Xera is Chal on a day, not an Ona. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush. In the Shulchan Aruch, you can't really prove either way. Right? The Shulchan Aruch never relates to it because it's too obvious to tell you. Just, they argue which way was too obvious. Halacha l'maisa, there are those who are machmer like the Presu Placi. I mean, saw an English book once that Paskin Me'ikra didn't like the Presu Placi, not that Homer Me'ikra did. Halacha l'maisa, we do not Paskin that way. We Paskin, it's only 12 hours. If your last period is at night, it's the nighttime.
What was it?
29 days later.
What was the svara for the Presu Placi?
The svara, since it's just like Xera, a Xera is chal on a day, and it doesn't depend on what happened to you. It's not the strongest bar in the world, I guess. Okay, Seder. Lemaisa, we don't pass, many people do pass like the Presu Placi. Maybe not many, but I would say some people pass like the Presu Placi. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in that it's only 12 hours. Yes.
Just a clarification question. A woman that has, let's say, it's still, you know, a 24, 25 day cycle, she never have to worry about this?
So if she had Kavua 25 days, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Of course she doesn't have another beinonis. What Yaakov is saying is what's called, if you remember the from Simon Kufpei Vav, was it that we had this? Kufpei Vav Sif Gimel, the Trumas Adeshens Vessens. What was his case? You're not Kavua, but you're Kavua in a certain range. Right? Let's say a woman is kavua that she never sees day 30. What's a more common example? So for example, she always sees at least 34. She's kavua, she never sees less than 34. Sometimes 34, sometimes 35, 36, 37, but never less than 34. So does she have to keep the onabeinonis or not? If she never sees less than 34. On the one hand, you could say she's kavua to not see on 30, so that offers the onabeinonis. On the other hand, you could say, no. It's a technical gzeira. If she has a vestis kavua, it goes on her. She doesn't have a vestis kavua, it goes on her. Oh, it's impossible. It doesn't matter. It's a gzeira. It doesn't have to be possible. So this goes to the question of, like, to what extent, similar to this machlokas, to what extent do you say, no, they sort of estimated what would make sense for you, or they just found put a gzeira? Right? If they estimated what would make sense, it should be only day or only night, depending on your last period. If it's just found a gzeira, then maybe it would be 24 hours, maybe not. So if they estimate what makes sense for you, if you never see less than 34, obviously you don't have an own abateness. So the gzeira is a colony. If you say, no, it's just the gzeira, then the gzeira is colony. Oh, the gzeira is not going to help, because that's not the time you would ever get your period anyway, and then by the time you get your period, you won't have any gzeira. Doesn't matter. Gzeira is just colony. So this is a very big technical question. This is a tremendous machlokes achronim. So let's say number C. And then I know I change up this question a little. What about a woman who is kavua to always see after more than 30? Right? She's kavua, always 32 and up, or 33 and up. Right? But she can never see 30. Is this zero apply to her or not? So the Sidrei Tara and others, or Moshe also paskins this way, says the Sidrei Tara says she is Betura from Omebenis. Ah, Chazal made a Xera. Now the Xera is not going to work, and she's not going to have any time when she has to check. It doesn't matter. The Xera can't be Chal on her if it doesn't make sense. They tried to make Xera if it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. And Moshe Taka paskins like this. I mean, the Sidrei Tara is Sekot Chaf and Ar Simon. Rav Moshe is Chelek Beis and Ayin Beis, if you want to look it up at home. But the Sidrei Tara says this right at the back of our Shulchan Aruch. Okay, if I can find the line. Yeah. Very clear. She always sees 31, 32, 34. She doesn't want to bathe in this. Even though she's no best kavua, because she talks about never see on Shloshim. So, halacha l'maisa, there are different menhagim nowadays. The Chavos Das disagrees. Nope. She still has to keep omitting this. Oh, it doesn't make sense. It's not possible. It doesn't matter. It's just a gzera. Gzeras apply even when they don't make sense. It's true in general, gzeras apply when they don't make sense. We don't get to decide when a gzera makes sense, when it doesn't. The question is this a gzera that's trying to, like, fit into the pattern of vestals, or is it just a gzera? So that's my focus again. There are many on both sides of this. Halacha l'maisa, nowadays, there are different minhagim about this. Not very really paskins, like the Sidrei Tara. So l'maisa, we can be made in this case. If a woman never sees in less than 31, 32, 33, whatever it might be, she's exempt from obeying this. The idea of the Tekan of Chazal, how is it going to be as Chayim? It's not. What can you do?
The Sidrei Tara and the Moshe, like, if it's a gzera, you have to keep it. If it's not, then shouldn't you have to calculate your own, one based off?
That is a great question. So the answer is no. It's a that really me'ikra din, you don't have to do anything. If you don't know when it's going to come, you don't know when it's going to come, so you're home free. However, the Chazal were machmir, if possible, on a certain day. If you're right, they're saying like half an hour. If you don't have to be a kind of gzeira in your own way, You also don't have the gzeira without the idea behind it. You only have the gzeira if it's shayach. But the way they would say it more technically is perhaps like, you're okir the own of Bemis. Because that's where those are own of Bemis, but you're okir. Because you never see them in the 30 or less. And therefore, once you're okir the own of Bemis, therefore the gzeira doesn't apply to you, you don't have to make your own new gzeira. It's subtle. But on the other hand, like, it seems a little silly to keep a day when you're for sure not going to eat your period. Okay, that's the machlokes case. Now, Yaakov's case is a little different. What if a woman never sees more than 27? That's a little trickier. Well, that's not the case they discuss. That's a little trickier. Meaning, not the case they discuss. It is discussed by the later Kohen. Why? Because, hold on, if she never sees less than 27, she'll never ask a Shiloh to own a bigness. Because she always gets her period before 27. So what are you going to say? No, the case is she never sees less than 27, but once day 30 came and she hasn't seen it. Then already it's hard to remake it. Because, like, what do you mean? She always sees less than 30. Well, this month she didn't see less than 30. So, like, the gzeira should apply to her. Meaning, once this month she didn't see like she normally does, now she might see on day 30. So therefore, in a case where, if she is kavua to always see less than 30, right? And 1 month, day 30 comes and she hasn't seen yet, then it's harder to be Nako. Then she'll have to give on a bigness because she's shown that this month is not her usual pattern. That this month, she's back to a blank slate. And 1 month, she doesn't see until 30. Then she has to keep on with Dananus. Which makes sense because the whole clue of the Sidrei Tara was we know you're not going to see 30 because you always see 32 and more. In this case, you can't say we know you're not going to see 30 because you always see 27 and less because it already passed 27 you didn't see. This month is obviously an exception. Once this month is an exception, then you might see on day 30.
Is not going to be a Shiloh unless he actually sees on day 30?
No. I mean, unless he doesn't see till after 29.
Why not?
Let me say that. Right? Until. And she doesn't see. Let's see that. And she doesn't see by day 30. That's better. She always sees 27 left. Then 1 month she doesn't see and it's already day 30. Yeah. Then she has to keep on debating this because she can't say I always see less than 30. Because it's not true anymore. So in that case, we'd be machir.
She only sees 24, let's say.
She only sees 24 or less, but 1 month she didn't see 24. Now it's already 30 and she hasn't seen.
But why didn't Shaila for her before? She's never seen more than... She always sees 24. Why doesn't she have an initial...
No, I said she always sees less 24 or less. Otherwise, she'd have a kavua.
She never sees... She always sees less than
24. She's not kavua, but she's always less than 27.
Fine.
Okay, then, if 1 month, then... She always sees less than 27. She never gets to day 30. What if 1 month she got to day 30? Then she's proven that she's changing her pattern. And now she has to keep it on the maintenance.
Even more time.
Yeah.
So you have a case where she always sees 20 or less, then
20 or less is a little weird. Let's call it 27 or less.
Okay, fine. So then the question doesn't apply. Because when she...
Yeah. In any case, no. She wouldn't have it. We'll see that later. Okay. Okay, so that's pretty much for on the maintenance. Yes.
Didn't we say earlier in the year that it's possible because of maybe situational, some of the circumstances that she could miss 1 month?
Yeah, it's possible.
So how come we're associated for one time if she...
Because this month she's not following her normal pattern. Whatever happens, she's not following her normal way this month. Once she's not following her normal way, then she's a blank slate this month.
Or maybe it's just for whatever reason she didn't get it.
Maybe, but we don't mean... This month, we don't know anything. It could be anything. If it could be anything, then she has to keep on debating this. Because you never know. Meaning, we have no way of knowing anything. If we have no way of knowing anything, we have zero this chal on her. Okay. Sif Beis. Kein Tekovato. Sif Beis is pretty straightforward. Kigon Shatira, the truth is, there is like a Das Yachid of the Ra'ah and the Bedek Avayis against this, but it doesn't really make it into the Achronim. Kein Tekovato. Kigon Shatira, she has four periods with three intervals between them. How do you say interval in Hebrew? How do you say interval in Hebrew? Hafleka. Good. Kigon Shabrasa Hayom, when she's today, Lusof Esrim Yom Hamacheres, and then after 20 days, Obusof Esrim Yom in another 20 days, Obusof Esrim Yom in another 20 days, Zenikar Vesses Half Flugos of intervals. V'lekach Tzricha Arba Riyos, Shabi Rishonim, and Aminyam, Fisha Imba Fluga. Why does she need four periods to be Koveya Vesses Hafluga? Because she needs three intervals. To have three intervals, you need four periods. V'afil Kodesh Kavata Sholoshwam and Chosheshes. Even before three times, she has chosheshes is a synonym for what concept that's on the board here? Chosheshes is a code word for? Vesa Sheinu Kavua. Exactly. The code word for Vesa Sheinu Kavua is chosheshes. I mean, it's a suspicion. It's not a fact. It's a suspicion. So even if it happened once, she has suspicion. Yadashur so pam achsov esrim. After a flood of 20 once, chosheshen kan ve'elach shegi esrim. Then from now on, she has to be Chosheshes as an Enochavu when 20 comes. Okay, V'chein L'Riyas HaYamim, and likewise, for Yamim, meaning days of the month, Yimos HaChodesh. Shehi B'Yamim Yidum HaChodesh, certain days of the month, V'yad Acher Shebrasa Pam Achaz L'Yom Yidum HaChodesh, as soon as she saw a certain time in the of the month, Yonchav Aleph, Yonchav Hei, or Pei Aleph, or Pei Hei, doesn't matter, some day of the month, so likewise, just like Hafladas, when you have one interval, of course one interval involves two periods. She has to be Choshes Ein Kavua. She has three of the same interval in a row. She has, it becomes Kavua. Days of the month. She sees once on the day of the month, which involves one Re'iyah. It's Ein Kavua. She sees on Chafei Tishrei. She has to be Choshes for Chafei Cheshvan. If she sees three times in a row, then it's Kavua. V'hu Adin L'Sharmi Yivestri V'Lach V'Shlehem. Likewise, all vestos, if it happened once, you have to worry about it in kavua, chutz v'sadilu, except for a vestet of skipping, which we'll see later, which is very rare. Kavoshi barbasim and zeh, which is very rare, and since rare things, you don't have any kavua. You only have any kavua for common things. Lo amr sator kakom shalosh v'amr le'in and akira. We only said you have to be kovea three times for the purpose of akira. What does that mean? Shekin Shabbat Shalosh Ramim Yunek or Pachim Shalosh Ramim Shekol Zman Shalakar Shalosh Ramim Shukalach Shlok. Only Asher Afilu Pam Achas Choshesh Shlo Pam Shnei Miu Afin Shoshesh Shlo Yunek or Pam Achas Afilu Shabbat Shnei Pam Shabbat Shnei Pam Miu Miu Duv Shlish Shabrosa Ein Choshesh Shlo. Okay, hopefully this should be pretty straightforward. If it happens once or twice, she's Asher as a Chashash Ein Kavua. But it's uprooted, it doesn't happen once. Not once, twice, three times, three times. If it's once or twice, it's uprooted once. If it happens three times, that's kavua. It's only uprooted if it doesn't happen three times. The only sort of tricky part is, in order to have three of the same day of the month, you only need three periods. In order to have three haflugos, you need four periods, because you need to start counting the haflug from something. Okay, but hopefully that should be intuitive enough. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a very strange psak of the Ravid. It's not found in the Gemara. It's a chiddush of the Ravid. And the problem is not whether we think the Ravid is right or wrong. The Shofar Pas in the Ravid is enough for us. The problem is we're not sure what the Ravid meant to say. What does the Ravid say? What he said is very clear in Sif Gimel. In Kav Veses L'Shos Vol Yomim. If her Veses for hours and not days, Ein Chosheshes Shtak Milvad. She only has to be poorest that hour, not the whole day. Veses Zeru Nekar Shachas. And it's nekar if the 1 hour goes by without seeing a field of bdika, even without bdika. So if 1 hour passes by, then it's nekar. Meaning, usually, what's the rule of vestos? You have to keep a whole day or a whole night. If a vestos is shows without yomim, you only have to keep that hour. That is fine.
Does that mean she always gets her period on that?
What does that mean? It's a big mystery. The Ravid is not clear what he means by this. The other Rishon quote him. No one's clear exactly what he means by it. What does he mean? Like, what he says is very clear. There's something, the vesses of shows bliyamin. A vesses of shows bliyamin, you only have to keep that sha'a, not the whole omra. But what does he mean by shows bliyamin? What is a vesses of shows bliyamin? So here, I have up to three pshat in what he means that I found in Echrot here. On this set of the Shulchan Aruch. Who do we put in charge of the board?
Spicy guys are trying to record.
not that I've ever like seen this in practice off on my specific role, but what does the Rebbe mean by shavos without yamin? Right? He doesn't mean what we have nowadays. That, you know, she sees today and 35 days later and 35 days later and 35 days later. No, that's yamin without shavos. He doesn't mean she sees today at 11 o'clock and 35 days later at 11 o'clock and 35 days later at 11 o'clock and 35 days later at 11 o'clock. That's yamin and shavos. And that's explicit in the Gemara. It's machlokes of Yosef Yehuda. And we paskin very clearly that she's asur the whole day. So what's shavos b'li yamin? What's the case? So here we have three pshat. One is the Taz. Now, just to be fair, if you go to the Chavos Das here, he'll say the Taz means what he's saying. But I'm going to read the Taz. Kipshuto says the Taz, the only way to get shows b'liyamim is if the Sha'a is not based on a day. So what's it based on? It's based on an action. Because the Ravid used the following example. There was a certain case of, you might be convinced by the proof. Certain case of a woman who, whenever she tovel, would come home and get her period. Never be able to be with her husband. So she went to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, ah, it must be the ayin hara of the women of your town. I don't know, maybe she's very pretty, maybe. I think they say maybe she just had a very good relationship with her husband, and others were jealous, whatever. Her husband was more nice for her than all the other husbands. So he says, no, I have an answer for you. Go find a secluded place on the riverbank, and as soon as you tovel, be with your husband there before you get to town, and then you'll be okay. And she did that and solved the problem. Okay, so now I would just said, okay, that's a word about Ayahara, nothing to do with Vestos. But the rabbi says, no, this shows, Vestos shows. Why does she also the whole night? How does it help? She only tovels at night. How does it help to tovel? Basically, say tovel, sleep with your husband half hour before you would have otherwise. Right? Or an hour before, 2 hours before you would have otherwise. How does it help in the whole night, Usher? See, as we see from here, it's very nice the rabbi diagnosed Ayin Hara, but how does Vestos? She should be also the whole night. So, the rabbi says, okay, I would say the Gemara differently. I would say, no, what the rabbi diagnosed is that the Vesses is only a Vesses of the other women seeing her. And therefore, if she doesn't get seen by the other women, the Vesses didn't happen, and she's fucked her. But the way the rabbi says, no, we see that only 2 hours after she totals is Usher. But half hour after she totals, 5 minutes after she totals is Mutter. So therefore, we see Vesses shows. So says the Taz, that's exactly like this. If the certain amount of time after an action that has nothing to do with days, let's say a woman, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe it's not tfilasa. Whenever she, I have no idea, whenever she eats a lemon, I'm not saying this is a real life case, 4 hours later she gets her period. So then, that's a vessel shows b'liyamin, nothing to do with days, 4 hours after eating a lemon. That means if she eats a lemon, 2 hours later she's okay, 3 hours later she's mutter, 5 hours later she's mutter, only 4 hours later she's usher. That's like the Taz read shows without yamin. Maybe that could have some applicability nowadays. I don't know. I don't think it's so nice. Anyway, what does it mean a veses shows without yamin? Says the Taz, it means a certain number of hours after a specific Misa. And that's why it has nothing to do with days. Okay, that's the Taz. The Chavos Das has a different shot. The Chavos Das and the Chavos Das in the back, obviously, that's the Mesivas. And then, maybe you have it on your page, if you have the Tzuras Adafkan, I have in the back something called, Otsar Mefarshim, Yalpim Mefarshim, which like all the people, it's all printed on the page, they put in the back. There's something called Makor Mayim Chayim. Makor Mayim Chayim. And the Yalpim Mefarshim. Who is the Makor Mayim Chayim? Who's the Makor Mayim Chayim? I should say it, right? Okay. Oh, it doesn't say. Okay. The Makor Mayim Chayim.
In the back?
They say the same thing. They just come to different conclusions. Says the Chavos Das and the Makor Ma'al Chayim, they say no. You know what the case is? She always sees at 11 o'clock, but on random days. She's kavua to always see at 11 o'clock, but on random days. Meaning, she has no kfiyas of the day. That's me shuffle yamin. The days are not kavua, but the hour is kavua, and therefore what happens? Here's the difference between the Chavos Das and the Makor Ma'al Chayim. Says the Chavos Das, therefore, she's only usher on the most recent day at 11 o'clock. Let's say the most recent day was, you know, Chaf Hei L'Chodesh. So therefore, says the Chavos Das, therefore, she's only asura on, let's say, for example, the example is, she saw Chaf Nisan at 11 o'clock. And Tesvav Iyar at 11 o'clock. And Chaf He Sivan at 11 o'clock. And Chaf Bez Tamuz at 11 o'clock, etc., etc. So, which day would you think she'd be usher from now on? For the Yom HaChodesh? On Chaf Beis, because all the income was all uprooted once except for Chaf Beis. So only usher on Chaf Beis of at 11 o'clock. Meaning the Raven is a Kula. Normally we would say as an Eino Kavua, she's usher all of Chaf Beis of. But since it's always 11 o'clock, she's only usher 11 o'clock. The Gemara says, Yovesis, you're usher the whole Una? No. That's if there's a fixed hour and a fixed day, you're usher the whole day. But when there's a fixed hour and a non-fixed day, we see the hour is more important than the day, so you're only usher that hour. Makes sense. You're usher on Chaf Beis as Eino Kavua, but why should you usher the whole Chaf Beis? You're Kavua and not see except for 11 o'clock.
It's Chaf Beis
because it's the Yom HaChodesh of Chaf Beis Tamuz.
Even though it's Shabbos B'Yamim, you still go after the Yamim.
Yes. You go after the Yamim combined with the Shabbos. Now, what was the other option you could have said if you want to view the Ma'ariv as a big chumrah? You could have said, she's usher every day at 11 o'clock. That's the Makor Ma'ariv Chayim. Says, she's asura every day at 11 o'clock. Okay, that's very funny because, I know, so 3 days she doesn't see at 11 o'clock, is that Booker? Of course she's not going to see the 11 o'clock for 3 days. He's seen, you know, it's a very funny shot. He's saying she's usher every day at 11 o'clock. Okay.
So you're okay to furthest the Chavos Das with any change? Or how are you okay?
You mean how are you okay Chav and Tesvav and Chav Hey? Because you didn't see a Chav Iyar, and you didn't see a Tesvav Sivan, and you didn't see a Chav Hey Thomas. So you're okay.
Even if you didn't see, if she saw at 11 o'clock, but it was just
yeah. So basically what you end up with, the Brahma Chavos Das, you end up with a Yom She'enu Kavua that's restricted to 1 hour. And according to the Brahma Chaim, you end up with a Shah that's Kavua.
According to the Chavos Das, would the 11 o'clock be uprooted even after one time of not seeing?
Yes.
Yes.
The She'enu Kavua.
She also has to keep the Haflaga the next 1 hour.
Yes, she also has to keep the Haflaga. So theoretically, Chaf Hei Sivan to Chaf Beis Tamuz is 27 days later, which is the 28th day. So she'd have to keep the 28th day, which is Yud Ches as Yom HaChodesh. Theoretically, she also have to keep as a Haflaga Yud Ches Av at 11 o'clock. Correct. She'd actually have to keep two things, because everyone is not Kavua, so she's for Yom HaChodesh and Haflaga. Yud Ches Av is the same Haflaga from Chaf Hei Sivan to Chaf Beis Tamuz, the same as from Chaf Beis Tamuz to Yud Ches Av.
Okay.
because Stephen has more days than Thomas. Right? Okay, Lemaisa, how do we pass it in terms of this Ravid? I don't know, because it doesn't happen nowadays. So if we interpret the Ravid, Lemaisa doesn't happen nowadays, so we don't have to pass it. Agav, let me just point out one thing. How do you count Haflagos? Do you count Haflagos as how many days later, or which day it is? Meaning, let's say woman C is on January 2nd and January 31st. How do we call that haflagah? Now, the truth is, if someone's mathematical, we'll say, as long as you always count your haflagah the same way, you'll get the same result, as long as you're consistent. But nonetheless, the minhag is, what do we call this? This is called a haflagah of 30. Why? It's only 29 days later. It's the 30th day. If you start counting from January 2nd, the 30th day will be January 31st. So just like the Olandanus, we say 30 means the 30th day. Like with our Flugos, we call that the 30th day. So if someone says, I have a Flug of 35, it doesn't mean they always get their period the same day of the week. That would be a Flug of 36. Okay, that's a convention. But that fits the idea that we pass on like the task. Let's continue to Siv Gimel. In Kavav Vesas, sorry, Siv Dalvin. In Odiyash Kulig and Kavato Sholz Pam Lo Kavato Sholz Pam Amen, what are the two differences between, we already said this a few times, I think, the two differences between Kavuini and Kavuah, one was in Siv Beis. Is it uprooted by not happening once or uprooted by not happening three times? The other difference is, if it passes it, do you have to do a bedika in order to become a teres again? So he said, "Now, oh, yishkolik in kavato sholosh pamim, lo kavato sholosh pamim, shekavua afisha avro unasa lo hergisha asur l'shamish at shetivdo. Aves kavua, even though it passed, she didn't feel anything. She's asur l'shamish the rest of her life till she does bedika. V'tivtsa tahora. The shelo kavato sholosh pamim, yizman ves lo vato lo brasa kevin shavro unasa lo teres." Right, so if your Ovesis Kavua passes or own Ovesis passes, you have to eat up before you're allowed to sleep together. If your Ainu Kavua passed, then you're just, forget about it, you're fine. But when Ovesis Kavua, you don't need Ovesis Kavua. That's what we'd already mentioned. Okay, the Shachat has a question here, which I'm not totally sure I fully understand. They ask, what do you mean if you're not Kavua? She returns to that bedika. Didn't the Mechaber Paskin, the woman without a vest kavua, has to do bedika before every tashmish anyway? And it's in the Kofei Vav. Yeah, they come up with all kinds of good technical answers of what he could have meant. I must admit, I don't understand the Shach and Paz's question, because when I read the beginning of Kofei Vav, it said if the woman doesn't have a vest kavua, she only has to do the first three times she's married. And according to the Rambam and the Rush, she has to do every time. I thought when the Mechaber said, Stam and Yeshomrim, then he passes like the stop. So I admit, I don't understand the question of the Shach and the Taz here. I would say, what do you mean after the Vesu She'inu Kavua passes, she doesn't have to do Bedika? Doesn't she have to do Bedika before every Pashmish? He said, that's the Ram of the Rush, but we don't hold that way. That was only the minority Shita, not the main Shach. They seem to assume that the Mechaber passes like the Ram of the Rush. Strange question. Plenty of ways to answer it, that's not the problem, but I wouldn't even ask this question. Okay, in any case, it doesn't really matter. We know that we don't pass them like the Rambam and the Rush. The Pesachim Chumans have gotten big, says something which is very obvious. I'm not sure why he even say it. He said, even though an Onubainness is as Chomer as a Vesis. Is it Schamer as a Vesis Kavua? It doesn't need to be uprooted three times like a Vesis Kavua. Okay, Onubainus is not Shayek to be uprooted or not uprooted. That doesn't mean it's uprooted or not uprooted, it's just a Xavier. Okay, hey, let's go on to Sefeda. Pa'amashdiya flug shagvat vio Vesis bid diwug. Sometimes you'll have a haflugga bid diwug. What does Aflin Gilad mean? So it's Ross Ayom, Ross Hashemus Shloshim Shloshim, Shlishis Laman Aleph, Revius Laman Beis. She sees about flood of 30, a flood of 31, and a flood of 32. Kav Veses Ladiluk Shalaflagos, Bencher, Chika Dilugahar Babin, Shalor Chika Lino Echa, Kav Veses Ladiluk Hashavas, Shukla Inish, the Master of Yasa, Kavala Veses. This is called the Diluk. A Diluk is a. What's a good word for this? Not that she always sees the same day of the month or the same afluga, that the afluga always moves a certain amount. Little means skipping. Right, so for example, let's see, what is A? Let's learn about Vesis Bilug. Now, I must admit, also Vesis Bilug is pretty uncommon nowadays. And anytime you've ever seen a woman who has Vesis Bilug, it never lasts. I mean, no woman really has a pattern Diluc her whole life. Like, coincidentally, she gets a Diluc once, just statistically, by coincidence. But nonetheless, since it's a pattern, the Gemara says we're chushish for it. So let's remember what we have in A. Here we have a regular Veses Hafluga. What does that mean? You see once, then a 30-day interval, then, let's say like this, period, 30-day interval, period, 30-day interval, period, 30-day interval, period. That's kavua, meaning gimel haflagos, which needs dalid reios, of course, right? And then you have a regular neses hachodesh. What does that mean? She gets her period on Chaf Tishrei. She gets a period on Chaf Cheshvan. She gets a period on Chaf Kislev. She has Gimel Frios. Gets her Egesis Kabula. That's without Gimel. How does Gimel work? So how about Veses Haflaga V'Dilug? So what did we just say? She gets her period as a 30-day interval. Gets another period as a 31-day interval. Gets another period, 32-day interval. Gets another period. That is a Veses Hafluga B'Dilug. What happened here? Had Gimel Haflugos, which are Dalid Rios. Okay, that's what Shovinar says so far. So far, we're just going to accept what he says without questioning it. There are a lot of technical details here, not all of which come up a ton, I must admit. The Shach says that it's only, as the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach and the Tzitzit is insane, it has to be even Dilugim, right? Doesn't mean any skipping. She goes Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. That's not even skipping. It has to be an even pattern. Okay, that's Pashut. There's a fascinating machlokis in the Pisgei Tshuva, Sif Katan, Gimel, machlokis being the Shach and the Crazy Placey. What if it's the other way around? What if it's Lamed Beis? What if it's 32, 31, 30? Is that also Veses Dilug? Shach says yes. Creasy Place says no. You know why? Because it can't continue. This one can continue forever. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Eventually, periods will get spaced long apart, but that could be. If she goes 32, 31, 30, then 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 21, 20, eventually she'll get to zero. And that's impossible. Right? It can't continue more than 31 months, more than 30 more months. So the crazy place says, that's not a valid, anything that can't continue forever is not a valid Veses. The Shach says it's a valid Veses, continue for another year. Okay, I don't know how often it'll happen. That's an interesting focus. 32, 31, 30, the Shach says it's a Veses. Crazy place says no, because it can't last.
Why does it matter if it lasts?
Because he thinks it's only called a Veses if it's something that could continue forever. Otherwise, it's a Chazaka Sumi Vishtanos, which is not a Chazaka.
But it's almost impossible for it to continue in the ascending order either.
What?
We'll skip months.
3 months, 4 months.
That means by 10 years from now, she'll be getting her period once every 4 months. By 20 years, she'll be getting her period once every 8 months. By 30 years from now, she'll be getting her period once a year. Could be.
I mean, the likelihood that happens is zero.
What? Who says?
Science?
No. The likelihood that happens is almost zero, but it's possible. Anything's possible. Except what is it? Okay. In any case, that's an interesting machlokas, but we will not dwell on it now. I think most are going to hold like the shachar, but that does count as vessels. But kishem shkavas vessel about flogim yom shom shem shom. Just like a flogger could be fixed interval or a skipping interval.
That's a lot of the vessel.
Yes. That's the chiddush. That the love of the vessels kavua. Meaning, this woman now does not have a bainness, does not have a kavua. She's not chosh of our flood of 32. She's not chosh of the yom chodesh. She's not chosh of our bainness. She has vessels kavua. She's only choshish for the 33rd day from now.
Assuming the next one she doesn't see on that day, the next one,
if, let's say she doesn't see on the 33rd day, doesn't matter. It's kavua, and it was only uprooted once. She has to be choshish for the 34th day for her next period. And then the 35th day from that. And if she doesn't see all three of those, it's uprooted. The Vav. Shem Shekabas Esav, Flogim Yom Shav, Shem Yom Shav, Mekach Kobas Bimei HaChodesh Uvimei HaShavua Shav, Mekach Yom Shav, Ketzad Rasa Sholosh Bavim Be'echa B'Shabes O B'Chamish B'Shabes O B'Echa B'Nisan O B'Echa B'Yor B'Echa B'Sivan O B'Heben Nisan O B'Heben Yor B'Heben Sivan Kavala Beses Be'echa B'Shabes O B'Chamish Bo So there are two different points here. She's mixed together. Let's take them one at a time. First thing, regular Vesach Chodesh. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. She's going to wait for Aleph. Hey, hey, hey. She's going to wait for Hey. I have a cup on the board. Obviously, makes no difference. Halachically. Right? And what does he say? He says, it doesn't matter that some months have 30, some months have 29. No, the whole point is same day of the month. This is a tremendous machlokas we showed. Because you understand, like, why does some months have 30 and some months have 29? Is that based on anything in nature? No, it's based on what Basin does. In the old days, it was based on whether the Eden happened to make it a Basin in time, if it didn't, right? Who happened to see the moon, whether it was cloudy or not, right? The Eden happened to see the moon or not. Or whether, if it was partially cloudy, the one guy who happened to see the moon, does he travel fast or travel slow? Right? So it's sort of random. Nowadays, it's based on the fact they built a fixed calendar, and how do they determine how many days are in which month? Well, based on the La Rosh, right? Because we don't want Hoshana Rabbah to be on Shabbos, therefore we fool around with how many days are in Kislev 8 months earlier. Okay, that clearly has nothing to do with nature. So all the Rishonim ask the following kasha. How can you say there's a Vesach Chodesh? The Chodesh is a total arbitrary decision made by the Chachamim, which is not with nature. How could the woman's body depend on the Chodesh when the Chodesh is a totally artificial convention? Seems like a good question, no? So there are three answers to how to have Yemei Chodesh.
Is it not
anything
to do with the moon?
So says the Ra'ah. Of course the Chodesh has to do with the moon. The problem is that it starts off having to do with the moon, and then we adjust it based on, obviously the Chodesh basically has to do with the moon, right?
That's why it's 29.
More or less, right. But we always shift it a little. Like if you actually follow the Molad, you listen to the Molad, besides the fact that the Molad is not necessarily the real Molad, as the Rebbe Gamliel said, Pam Shavuot Tzara, Pam Shavuot Aruf. I mean, modern day Torah Modernics have discovered the Molad being not the real Molad. I mean, the Mishnah says that the Molad we announce is not the real Molad, because the amount of time it takes the moon to orbit the earth is not the same every month. So we announce in Shul is the average. The only baby, the Molad bigness, as it were. Okay, which, again, is not a discovery of modern Torah Modernics. When it comes to astronomy, the average rabbi 2,000 years ago knew 100 times more astronomy than the average rabbi nowadays. And knew about as much astronomy as the average scientist nowadays. You know, we don't know more astronomy than they. The experts know the same amount of astronomy they did thousands of years ago, and the average educated person knows much, much less. But in any case, if you listen to when they announce the Molad and when Rosh Chodesh is,
you'll see totally random. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh is the day they announce the Molad. Sometimes the day later. Sometimes 2 days later. Why? Because you don't want Rosh Hashanah to fall on Sunday and Wednesday and Friday and a bunch of other technical points. So ask the Rishonim, how could the woman's body follow the calendar when it's totally artificial? Right? Similar to what my kid asked me on Shabbos, right? So is there going to be less hours of sunlight now that we change the clock? I'm like, no amount of us changing what we call things can change the facts of nature. So happy days didn't change. Okay, so there are three answers. One is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says that we follow the moon, not the calendar. When we say the Vesach Chodesh, we mean based on the moon, not based on the calendar. When we say she's hay for every month, the fifth of every month, we don't mean the fifth on the Jewish calendar. We mean the fifth day after the new moon. You can imagine that would be a little hard to implement for everyone. That's the Ra'ah. No one holds like the Ra'ah. The Ramban says theoretically. What do I mean theoretically? The Ramban wrote Chidushim on Maseches Nida, like on all the other Masechtos. The Ramban wrote Hilchos Nida, which are printed in all the modern editions at the end of its Chidushim on Hilchos Nida. You know, the black ones and other ones. Most of the modern sets print the Ramban's Hilchos Nida at the end of Maseches Nida. Some of these, like Kovitzes or fancy Shulchanars, have them in the back. The Ramban in his Chidushim often suggested things that made sense, but were against his Mesorah, and then the Halachos passing like his Mesorah. So here the Ramban says something in the Chidushim, but he doesn't pass in the Halachos. He says this theoretically, not necessarily for Psach. Says the Ramban, Bichidushav, meaning he doesn't pass in this, says the Ramban, there is no Vesach Chodesh. Chazal say 25, 25, 25, they mean a Haflada, not the day of the month. Chazal say 15, 15, 15, they mean a Haflada, not the day of the month. How can you have a Haflada 15? No, they mean 15 days after Mikvah, which is a Haflada 27. Okay, the Ramban says there is no such thing as Veses HaChodesh. It was all a misunderstanding. The Gemara never says day of the month. It just said days. It always meant Haflada. Okay, that's two solutions. We pass like neither solution. Notice, we pass there is Veses HaChodesh, and that even though some months are 29, some days are 30, we just go by the calendar. That's the Mechaber meant by Afi She'etem Molde Yechakosar Midakim Kach. Even though the months change arbitrarily, we don't pay attention to that. We just follow the months. So we paskin like the Rashba. Says the Rashba, and that's how we paskin. Right, according to the Ramban, there should be no Vesach Chodesh in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Ra'ah, the Machaber should have ended with, and even though the months are sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, we don't go by the months, we go by the moon. We paskin like the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that nature follows the Gzeira of Gezdin. Nature follows Bezdin. He didn't make up this idea. He made up applying this idea in Hilchos Nida. But it's Yerushalmi, which says, Lakel Gomer Alai, Hashem decides based on me, not me personally. But Chal Yisrael, that even though we know a girl, assume, will grow back if she's less than three, not if she's more than three, it doesn't depend on the sun. It depends on whether Bezdin make a leap year or not. Okay, so nature, that's what we possibly, nature follows Desdin. And therefore, the Yom HaChodesh, even though you say the calendar is an arbitrary convention, it doesn't matter. If she saw on Chafei Nisan, Chafei Iyar, and Chafei Siva, she'll see on Chafei Tammuz, because her nature will follow the Kvi of the Luach that was done by, Hillel Nisiah in the 4th century, because nature follows Desdin. Okay, if someone wants to philosophize about this, one can ask whether it literally means that nature follows Bezdin, or rather whether it means that we have to measure nature using the units at our disposal, and the units that we use are the units determined by Bezdin, as if all of our measurements are arbitrary based on our units. But we needn't philosophize now, halacha l'maisa. We say, whether we mean it literally or whether we mean it as an epistemological point about the nature of measurement, we say that nature follows Bezdin. And that's how we paskin. And that's all explained. I mean, without the Ramban, just on the Rashba in the Shas of Katan Yud Gimel. Very nice. The Sorry. Now, that's in terms of Esach Chodesh. There's something else which is thrown in here, which is based on the Gemara says a few times. Something the Gemara says Echad B'Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, and the best of sugyos. Kafts of Echad B'Shabbos, Kafts of Echad B'Shabbos. So we see there's also vested of weeks, not only of months. Now, here's a little tricky. What do you mean vested of weeks? Like she sees every Tuesday? Like that's crazy. That's like a week later. Like she can't see every Tuesday. So says the Shach, it's got your knowledge. I mean, you have no choice. He can't mean she sees every Tuesday. That's impossible. Rather, Shach says, no, it means she sees every three Tuesdays, or every four Tuesdays, or every five Tuesdays. That's what it means. Vesta Shavua means every third Tuesday, every fourth Tuesday, every fifth Tuesday. That's a Vesta Shavua. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is there's such thing as a Vesta Shavua, which means every X Wednesdays, every X Tuesdays, etc. Or the number would probably be four or five, most likely. Right? Now, the Pesach Tshuva points out that, hold on, every Vesas HaShavua is really a Vesas HaFlaga. Every Vesas HaChodesh is not really Vesas HaFlaga, because every month is a different Lent. Right? Like, only in certain years can you even ever come up with a case where you have 3 months in a row the same Lent. But every Vesas HaShavua is Vesas HaFlaga. For example, she sees every four Tuesdays, what would we call that? A Flaga of? Every four Tuesdays? 29. It's 28 days later, but it's the 29th day. Think about it. If Tuesday is January 1st, then Tuesday is January 29th. So if she sees it January 1st and January 29th, we call that a flag of 29. Again, if someone called it a flag of 28, that would be logical, but that's not the way that we choose to communicate. Right? So that's a flag of 29. If she sees every five Tuesdays, that's a flag of 36. It's always on the 36th day. So, what's the point of Vesas HaShavua if it's a Vesas HaFlaga anyway? Like, what's the Chiddush of Vesas HaShavua? It's a Vesas HaFlaga anyway. So now, you just need to think logically. Let's say she sees every fifth Monday. So what's the Chiddush? She has a Veses HaShavua. But the Achronim will point out, it says the Veses of HaFlaga of 36 anyway. So why do we need a Veses HaShavua? What's the Nafkamin of having a Veses HaShavua? Anyone? Anyone here? What was everyone's major in college?
Marketing.
Accounting. Who said accounting? Anyone else? Anything math or science based? Math and accounting. Okay. So you guys should already know this stuff without opening the seminar. Right? So, Isaac. Math. Math is even better. I'm not sure if math is better or worse than accounting. Like, if you really are advanced enough in math, then you can't, like, add or subtract.
That's me.
Yeah. Anyway, so someone tell me a nafkamina of Vesta Shavua, if it's a Vesta Flaga anyway. I mean, she sees every fifth Tuesday, every fifth Monday. She has a Vesta HaFlaga for Monday, for every 36, not every 36 days, for every 36th day. So what's enough being a Vesta Shavua? Why do we need such a concept? What's the answer, Isaac? Let's say she saw three times in this pattern. Would she have a Vesta HaFlaga? Today and on the fifth Monday, the fifth Monday, the fifth Monday, it would not be a Vesas HaFlaga. There's only two HaFlagas. But it would be a Vesas HaShavua because it's three Mondays. So that's the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? If it would be a Vesas HaFlaga, then it's only Nikba after four Rigios. But if it's a Vesas HaShavua, it's Nikba Al Yedei Gimel Rigios. That's a nafkamina. What's another nafkamina? So basically, let's say she saw it today on Monday, 5 weeks later on Monday, 5 weeks later on Monday. She has not made a Vesas HaFlaga. There's only two HaFlagas, but she has made a Vesas HaShavua for every fifth Monday. Another nafkamina would be, what if, what's called a shinoi in the Lashon of the Mishnah? What if She has every fifth Monday for the whole time, and all of a sudden she sees on Tuesday. 1 month she sees on Tuesday. What is she choshes for next time? Right?
One nafkamina is, when is it nikva? And what about a shinui? What if she once sees on Tuesday?
Then it makes a big difference if it's Vesa Flugger or Vesa Shavua. If she once sees on Tuesday and it's a Vesa Flugger, when does she have to be Choshish next month?
Last
night. Well, when is her Kavua next month? No, she has a Vesa's Kavua of 36 days. So her Vesa Kavua is in 5 weeks on Tuesday. She also has a Vesa Inu Kavua for Wednesday, right? Right? So,
her Vesa's Kavua is on 36th day, which is Tuesday.
Because her Vesa Kavua is always the 36th day from her last period. But if her Veses is a Vesa Shavua of every fifth Monday, then
her Veses Kavua is on Monday in 5 weeks.
So it really does make a difference how you look at it. If it's a Vesa Flaga, then A, it takes four times to establish. And if you see on a Tuesday once, now your Vesa Flaga is to see 5 weeks later on a Tuesday, because that's a Flaga of 36th day. If the Vesa Shavua, it only takes three times to establish. And if you see on Tuesday once, your Kvias is still for Monday.
Is the first one really not good? Because it just means that you're being Koveya. You're always going to be Koveya. You're just going to call it a Vesa Sayom, but not a Vesa Flaga, but it's still going to be Nikva.
You're right. Earlier. Let me get to that. Let me get to the finish of the Kostas. Yes.
Could you see the second one?
Yes. Let's say she sees every fifth Monday for a year, and then once she didn't see on Monday, she sees the next day Tuesday instead. If you would say it's a Vesa Shavur for every fifth Monday, she's only been over once. She still has a Veses. So 5 weeks later, she has to keep a Veses on Monday. It's every fifth Monday. But if you say it's a Veses for a Hafluga of 36th day, then if she saw on Tuesday, her Kavias is the 36th day from her last period. The 36th day from Tuesday is Tuesday. So she has to keep a Veses on 5 Tuesdays from then. Not on the 5th Monday, but 35 days later. 35 days later from Tuesday is Tuesday. The 5th Monday from Tuesday is Monday. Here, now, because
the one time doesn't ma'akir the thing, it just pushes it off.
Correct. I'm assuming, which we'll see, that Mickey pointed out, I'm making an assumption. What's my assumption? My assumption is that when you like miss your haflaga once, you don't count the next haflaga from when it should have come, but from when it did come. That's the assumption I'm making. Correct. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Think about it. 1/7 of women with Vestas Kavua have a Vestas Kavua for the same day of the week. Right? Statistically. Right? Meaning anyone with a Vestas Kavua of 29 or 36, you could look at it as a Vestas of Haflaga, or you could look at it as a Vestas HaShavua. And it makes a difference. How do you look at it? As both? As one, the other? Says the Chabuz Das, he says, you know what? Haflaga is the normal, is a more logical explanation of Vesa Shavua. What's more logical? A woman has a certain Haflaga or a certain day of the week every 5 weeks makes her bleed? It's more logical that's a Haflaga. Therefore, says the Chabuz Das, Halacha L'maisa, in the Pesach Tshuva here, if a woman only sees three times in this pattern, she has a Vesa Shavua. Because she doesn't have a Vesa Haflaga. If she then sees a fourth time, it morphs from a Vesa Shavua into a Vesa Haflaga. Because once she's a fourth time, it could be either. Once it could be either, Vesa Haflaga wins, because that's more natural. So, Halacha L'maisa, says the Chabuz Das.
L'maisa, if she has three Re'ios, it's a Veses HaShavua. If she has four Re'ios, now it's only a Veses HaFlaga.
Three Re'ios makes a Veses HaShavua. Can't make a Veses HaFlaga. Four Re'ios is Kibul also makes it a Veses HaFlaga. Once it's also a Veses HaFlaga, it's not a Veses HaShavua anymore. Veses HaFlaga overrides Veses HaShavua.
which means that according to this Chavos Das, according to Pesach Tshuva, you hardly ever have a Vesta Shavua. A woman can only have a Vesta Shavua if she saw three times but not a fourth, which is pretty rare. So therefore, we don't normally worry about Vesta Shavua.
So the Ramban and the Ra'ah say that nothing, that Vesta Shavua just doesn't exist. There's nothing in nature, unless Shabbos is
like, yes, I think it's posh, they would say it doesn't exist, I think. Even though by Shormua, Shabbos does make a difference,
right.
But, you know, I wonder about that, because, you know, people eat different food on Shabbos, they move their bodies differently, okay, but at least Monday and Tuesday, probably. Now, by the way, there's a fascinating machlokas, achronim, there are some Achronim who say, what about the Vestas HaShavua B'dilut? Say, every 5 weeks plus 1 day of the week. Every 5 weeks Monday, then 5 weeks Tuesday, then 5 weeks Wednesday, then 5 weeks Thursday. Or Monday, then 5 weeks Wednesday, then 5 weeks Friday, then 5 weeks Sunday. If you're willing to countenance a Vestas HaShavua B'dilut, then every haflag is Vestas HaShavua B'dilut, at least. Let's say I have a flag of 31. Oh, that's just a Vesta Shavua with a Dilug of 3 days each time. 4 weeks and 3 days. So it's ridiculous that every Haflag is Vesta Dilug. It's Vesta Shavua. So some Achronim want to start fooling around with that, but Lamaisa, we don't pass that way. Lamaisa, we assume that we're only choshish for Vesta Shavua if it's the same day of the week. And only if it happens three times and not four. So we really minimize the applicability of Vesta Shavua because it's such a weird concept. I mean, no one said I'm minimizing because it's a weird concept. But that's basically what Chavos Das says. You know, I'm minimizing it because it's such a weird concept compared to Haflaga that if I have the option of looking at this Haflaga, I won't look at this Shavua. Okay, so Lamaisa, we minimize the applicability of Vesta Shavua only when it's the same day of the week, evenly spaced, that happens three times but not four, is the only time we have a Vesta Shavua. If Zion. Okay. Here's where it's going to get a little complicated. Okay, Ketzat Kavastri Mechodesh B'dilud. Here we have the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Veses HaChodesh B'dilud. Lefi Shmuel, or let's put Rav first. I thought we always say Rav and Shmuel. Lefi Rav. And Lefi Shmuel. According to Rav, you know what a Veses HaChodesh B'dilug is? It is Chaf Tishrei, Chaf Aleph Cheshvan. You know what? Why don't I just use an example in Shulchan Aruch? That'll be easier, no? We always start Tesvav Nisan. Okay. Why do we always start Tesvav Nisan? Everything starts Tesvav Nisan. Right? Let's see, so that's right. That's when everything started. So, Tesvav Nisan, Tesvayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan. According to Rav, that is a Veses Chodesh B'dilun. Why? Because it's Gimel Re'ios B'yom HaChodesh. B'dilud. It's three Yom HaChodeshes, and the pattern is Dilud. So now she has to keep Yud Ches Tammuz, and Yud Ches Av, and Chaf Elul, and if all three of those don't happen, it's Nekar. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, you need Tesvav Nisan, Tesvayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, and Yud Ches Tammuz. To be Kobea, why?
It's three Diluks.
Notice, he would say, Rav, you have three Re'ios and days of the month, and you only have two Diluks. I need three Diluks. Meaning there's a conceptual machlokas here. Rav says, a Veses Diluk is a Veses Yemei HaChodesh with an attribute of Diluk. So you need three Yemei HaChodesh. Shmuel says, no, it's a Veses Dilukim. So you need three Dilukim because you need Gimel Dilukim. Right? Diluk from Tesvav to Tezayin, Diluk from Tezayin to Yud Zayin, Diluk from Tezayin to Yud Ches. So, what if you only have Tesvav, Nisan, Tesayin, Yir, Yud Zayin, Sivan? According to Rav, she has Veses Kavua, and according to Shmuel, she doesn't. Who do you think we should paskin like? What? No, but who do you think we should paskin like if you didn't have a Shulchan Aruch? Halacha Rav Yossi, right? Halacha Rav, Yossi, Surah, not Dinim, Lama, Surah, it's paskin like Rav and Surah. And that's the Rush and many other, the Rush and many other Rishonim. The Rush and many other Rishonim paskin like Rav because it's Rav in Isur. It's not only Rav, it is the Rambam. The Rush is Sosa himself. I apologize. Okay, it is Rabbi Yochanan all on the Ravid, and others say Alach Rabbi Suri. What's the problem? The problem is the Gemara brings a Brisa. The Shaklatari and says the Brisa is Mestaber that it seems like Shmuel. Right? Dika Nami, the Brisa is the doing like Shmuel. So the Brisa is the doing like Shmuel, the name that means we should paskin like Shmuel. And that's the Psak of the Rambam. And maybe the Rush of Sosa himself, and maybe the Rashba. The Rambam and Ramban, that's the first ones quoted, and others. Why? Because the Gemara says Dika Nami Kavase. The price is the Doyi Plech Shmuel. Didn't say Chiyuvda. So what do you do if there's a rule that looks like Rav Nisurim, but the Gemara says the price is the Doyi Plech Shmuel? Which rule wins? Let's focus on Rishonim. Okay, how do we paskin? Let's see. Kate Kovas Miachodish B'Divod. Don't you rustle the test of Nisan Tessai be here, Yudzai Besiva, Lokava Besses. Chatira be Yudches Betamos. That's Shmuel. Three times is not enough. Because three times is only two Dilugin. You only skip twice. You only jump twice. You need three jumps. Right? If you only had a test of Tessai and Yudzai, you didn't have three jumps. Chatira be Yudches Betamos. Then you have three jumps. The first one can't count because it's not even differentiated, even intervals. Okay, this gets very, very complicated. You know what? I'm going to need the board again. I apologize. Code himself. The Gemara is a whole thing of if she had a kvius. What does it mean she had a kvius? Here we have a tremendous machlokus, achronim, between sort of everyone and the drisha. Sometimes called everyone the prisha, because the drisha and prisha are two different pirushim on the Torah, but they're written by the same person. So just one is trying to be makatzer a little more, and one's trying to be a little more. The Drisha and Prisha are the same person, and the Sma, which is the first Pirish on Shulchan Aruch, it's on the Rav Mishpat, or Wolf and Shofar Katz. So it's the Drisha and the Prisha versus the Bach and the Shach and the Taz and all the other Achronim. How do we interpret what the Gemara says about being Medalek from a Kvius? Let's see what they mean here. The Gemara says Shmuel's molde is she's medaleg from a kvius. So what do we mean? The Gemara. So according to the Shach and the Taz and the Bach, what it means is this: she was tesvav. I'm not going to put the months. Let's assume it's months in a row. Okay, tesvav, tesvav, tesvav. She's kavua tesvav, tesvav, etc. Tes Zion, Yud Zion, Yud Ches. That counts for Shmuel. That counts for Shmuel. Even though you might say, well, the Tes Vav is shayach to her previous pattern. Yeah, it doesn't matter if the Tes Vav is shayach to her previous pattern. She still has three Dilugim. So, this is Kvias Veses Dilug Lefi Shmuel.
according to them, it's not much of a chiddush. Because you have Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin, and Ches, just Shmuel's regular Shita. We're just saying Shmuel's regular Shita applies regardless of what happened beforehand.
According to the Prisha, the Drisha, he says a tremendous chiddush. Says the Prisha, no. She just has a kfiyas beforehand. Hey. Teszayin. Or let's say it better. Tesvav. Tes Zion, Yud Zion. Kesses Tilod with Shmuel. According to the Prisha, there's a tremendous chiddush here.
Shmuel will allow only three times if you're jumping from a kfiyas. It's very hard to figure out what the story is because he admits if it would just be Hey Zion, Yud Ches. You know, yud beis random things, then you need tesvav tesayin yudzayin yud ches. Why? Because you used to have a kfiyas, does this count as a jump? Right? Chiddush, that this counts as a jump.
Chiddush is, this counts as a dilud.
It's a little weird. The svar is very difficult. I'm not sure I properly understand the svar. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly sure that I don't properly understand the svara. It's a very difficult svara. Here, it's not a chiddush. No big chiddush. Right? No big chiddush. Okay, how do we paskin? We pass like the Shach and the Taz and the Bach. Not like the Prisha. The Gemara also says something else interestingly. That in this case, where she had an old kviyas, Rav agrees with Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel don't argue. So what's interesting is whoever had the chiddush for Shmuel won't have a chiddush for Rav. Whoever didn't have a chiddush for Shmuel will have a chiddush for Rav, which makes sense. If they both agree, there has to be a chiddush for at least for one of them. So here, also, kfiyas veses dilud lefi Rav, which according to the Prisha, is not a chiddush. What's the chiddush? According to Rav, Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin is exactly what makes it confused. No big deal. According to the way we paskin, now it's a chiddush. Chiddush. This is also the kfiyas veses bedilog lefi Rav. That is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Yeah, why do we need Yud Ches? The Chiddush is that this does Chiddush Lefi Rav, this doesn't count because it's part of your old Kfiyas. Even though Rav usually says, I don't need three Dilugim, I just need three Yemei HaKodesh. No. But if, since the Tesvav is sort of chapped by the old ones, you can't count them, you have to start counting from here, and you need Teszayin, Yudzayin, Yud Ches. So, the way we pass it is a Chiddush Lefi Rav if you had an old Kfiyas and not Lefi Shmuel, as opposed to a Prisha is a Chiddush Lefi Shmuel and not Lefi Rav. Okay, all of that is not found in the Shulchan Aruch, really at all. It's all found in the Nosek Kedlo and the Shach and the Taz here. Obviously, on the Bach and Prisha, if you look outside of the Torah. Now, let's just see what we passed in, and then we'll make it a little more complicated. I apologize for making it complicated, but I didn't make it complicated. It is complicated. I got an interesting case. Let's keep in mind. According to Rav, you now have to be choshesh for Yud Ches Tamos. This is the Pesach Shuvah, Sukkot, and Kamos Das, but it's not a Shita, it's just obvious. What if she doesn't see in Yud Ches Tamos? What's the next thing she has to be choshish for? She doesn't see in Yud Ches Tamos. What's the next thing she has to be choshish for? Yud Ches Av. Because that's the pattern. If she doesn't see in Yud Ches Av, Chaf Elul. She doesn't see in Chaf Elul, it's uprooted. Okay. Now, how do we pass it? We pass like Rav or like Shmuel. So let's continue the Shofar. First equal Shmuel. V'yei Shomrim, She'af Mishlo Rasa, El V'tesvam Nisa, V'tesayim V'yir, Yud Zayim V'sivan, some people say the Yeshomer is Rav, meaning this is the Mechaber Stam. And this is the Mechaber B'Shem Yesh Omrim. Right? That even if you only have three, you're Kaveh, you have to Koshri Yuches Tamos, and Yutes Ba'av, and Chope Elo B'Chein Ba'ulam. Let's say she doesn't see a Yud Ches Tamos. What's the next thing she's Bechoshish for? Yud Tes Av. And if she doesn't see a Yud Tes Av, she's Bechoshish because that's the pattern. The pattern is every month to go up one day. And even if you don't see once, you still have to keep the pattern. Even if you don't see twice, you keep the pattern.
Doesn't knock it out just by not seeing once.
Correct. And you don't say if she didn't see Yud Ches Tamos, Chosh for Yud Ches Av. No, that's not the pattern. The pattern is every month go up one day. And it needs three times to be over, according to Rav. Now, how do we paskin? If we stop here, you might say stam yishol, we pass like the stam. But the machaber gives up sock. Yishlochosh l'dvarim l'hachvir. You should be choshesh for the yishol and be machvir. I'm not going to give the details here. Mickey and Isaac can just read through the shots here and they'll say, okay, that's pashut all these details. Why does that have to tell us? Just math. Anyone who's not as comfortable with math should just trust the shach and the taz here. They say, he doesn't mean we're only machvir like Rav. Because we're also machmer like Shmuel. Each way, sometimes we're machmer and sometimes we're mako. What it means is we're machmer both ways. We are a suffix, we're machmer both ways. What does that mean? Let's just read you. She sees Tesbog Nisan Tezayin Eir, there's no kvias. She sees Tesbog Nisan Tezayin Eir, Yudzayin Sivan, Yudchas Tamos, there's for sure kvias. What if she sees Tesbog Nisan Tezayin Eir, Yudzayin Sivan, and it's not Tamos yet, and you don't know what happens? Or she misses on Tamos? It's a suffix, Nesses Kavua. She has to have all the chumras as if she had a Vesses Kavua of Dilog. And all the chumras if she didn't have a Vesas Kavua, meaning she has to keep Yurches Tamos, Yurches Av, Chaf Elul, as the chumra kasafik she's Vesas Kavua, she also has to keep Ona Beinanis, and the most recent day of the month, and the most recent Haflada, because maybe she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua. So she is in a very machmer situation. I don't necessarily mean machmer like she'll never sleep with her husband, whatever, like a difference of a day or two, but machmer in terms of she's going to need to hire an accountant to help keep track of it because it's so complicated. Machmer in terms of how complicated she needs to, how hard it is to keep track of it. Because she now has a suffix that's kavua. Of course, nowadays, I've heard that a lot of women don't keep track of their vestos like by just writing down their calendar on a piece of paper like the old days. They have an app to keep track of their vestos. So that's nothing's complicated if you have an app. Just put in your app, and your app already knows that we're a subject between Rav and Shmuel, and we're not for both ways, and it calculates everything for you, so it's no big deal. Like everything else nowadays, no one actually has to think anymore. So it's not a big deal. But the guys who write the app have to know that, or if you don't have an app, you have to know that I'm still old-fashioned. And math-oriented major. I don't believe in the app. I don't believe in the app if it's convenient for you to have to do it without the app. If it's easier for you to do it on your own, then I don't believe in the app. So you have to be misopic both ways, and it's very complicated. Kids, does this happen sometimes? It could happen sometimes if this ever happens, meaning a woman could come and say, hey, I saw a test vote this month, test sign next month, yud sign next month, and say, okay, you're in a big suffix now. If you see your test next month, at least you get out of your suffix and you know where you stand. But meanwhile, if you don't see your ches this month, next month, or if you don't know if it happened yet, you're a suffix as kavua. L'maisa, what would this woman have to do? Let's just figure out halacha l'maisa. I mean, you could build it's a tree with many possibilities. What does she have to be choshish for in Tamos? If you think about it, what about this woman? Tes vav nisan? I mean, it's just fun to do these experiments, right? And then, like, if you play chess, you just say, every day she could have seen the Tamos, based on all the different sheets of Rav and Shmuel, what does she have to be choshish for in Elv? Right? If you're really good, every day she could have seen in Tamos, and she could have seen in Av, according to Rav and according to Shmuel, being machmer both ways, what does she have to be choshish for in Elv? L'maisa, what does she have to be choshish for? According to Rav, she only has to be choshish for Yud Ches Tamos. Right? But since we're also machmer like Shmuel, she has to be choshesh for Tesayin Sivan as an Ona Beinanis. Right? Tesayin Sivan is 29 days later. Tesayin Tamos, sorry, is Ona Beinanis. She has to be choshesh for Yud Zayin Tamos as This is hachodesh she'eno kavua. And she is bichoshesh for tesain tamos also. On a bananas plus this is hafloga she'eno kavua. Yudzayin. Yudzayin is both the Veses HaFlaga and the Veses HaChodesh VeHaFlaga. Okay, so Lamaisa next month she has to keep 3 days. Maybe she has no Veses like Shmuel, she keep Onan Beinonis for 30 days Tesayin Tamas. Maybe she has no Veses Kavua like Shmuel, she has to keep her last HaFlaga and her last Yom HaChodesh, which both turn out to be Yudzayin Tamas. And maybe she doesn't best of all, like Rav, she has to keep it with Ches Tamos. And now, just imagine, let's say she sees on Yud Tes Tamos. Then, she's going to be very top, or in Chav Tamos. Whoa, she now has to keep Yud Tes Av in case Shmuel Rav is right. And in case Shmuel's right, if she saw Chav Tamos, she has to keep Chav Av as Onan Beinonis, Chav Av as Yom HaChodesh, and... and the Haflaga, she has to keep Chaf Beis Av. So it gets very complicated. Okay, if this ever happens to you, either pay for the app or call Mickey or Isaac, or ask your wife if she was a math science major, or your neighbor if they're a math science major, it'll all work out. Not to worry. Not to worry. You must have some family member who's mathematically inclined, not to worry. Okay, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, how do we make it complicated? How do we make it complicated? I guess this is how we make it complicated. Let's go to, here's what's a little fun. Hold on. What would Rav and Shmuel say about Veses HaFlaga B'Dilug? What would Rav and Shmuel say about Veses HaFlaga B'Dilug? Shouldn't they also argue about Veses HaFlaga B'Dilug? So, what you'd think is, this is for sure Rav. Rav says, you don't need 3 skippings, you just need 3 days of the month. You don't need 3 skippings, just 3 HaFlagos. What about according to Shmuel? Lefi Shmuel, what should you need? You should need a period, a 30-day interval, a period, a 31-day interval, a period, a 32-day interval, a period, and a 33-day interval, and a period. Why? Because that is Gimel Dilugim. According to Shmuel, you should need 5 re'ios for HaFlaga B'Dilug. Because 5 re'ios is 4 HaFlagos, which is 3 Dilugim. Here's the tricky part. What did the Shulchan Aruch say in Sif Hei? It said in Sif Hei, she sees, and then after 30, and then after 31, and then after 32, it's a Kliyos. Shulchan Aruch only brings down Rav in Sif Hei. Why would the Shulchan Aruch only bring down Rav in Sif Hei? If instead of Zion, my Kodesh is Shulchan Aruch L'Sup between Rav and Shmuel, this is the Mechaber. Sif Zion. Sif Hey. Why would the Mechaber only bring down Rav? So here we have another Machlokas Achronim between the Be'er HaGola and everyone else in the world. It's very rare that you have to look in the Be'er HaGola to know the different interpretation of the Achronim. The Be'er HaGola generally just gives the footnotes of the Machaber. But over here he says a Shita, and he argues on all the other Achronim. The Shach and the Taz and the Grah and Sifhei all say And what's the psak? Psak, all say, yeah, it's also machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Machaber only bothered to bring down Rav and Sifhei. But it's also machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Lamaisa, or Mesopik. Right? They all say Lamaisa. What do we say, Lamaisa? Lamaisa, Safek. Lamaisa, Safek. So what do they all say? Even though he only brought down Rav, he meant to rely on what he'd say later that Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and we're passing both ways the Chumrah. So she has a period and a 30-day aflaga, 31-day aflaga, 32-day aflaga. She's got a suffix Vesis Kavua. She has to be Machra as if she has a Vesis Kavua and if she doesn't. And it gets complicated. The Baragola says no. He says the Machaber didn't bring down two opinions in Sifhei, only in Sif Zayin. What did the Baragola say? Dein l'Rav, Dein l'Shmuel, l'fi Baragola. He says, no, Rav and Shmuel don't argue in Haflagos. They only argue at Dilug of Chodesh, not in Dilug of Haflagos. Dilug of Haflagos, Shmuel agrees with Rav, because you have four periods. Shmuel just needs four periods. Shmuel agrees with Rav in that case. In Dilug of Machaber, the Baragola is much better, because he only brings down Rav. What do you mean? Oh, but he meant you should figure out it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Paskim L'Chumrah both ways. In Dibur Machaber, the Baragol is right. In Svara, the Baragol is very difficult. If Shmuel Sheet is you need three Dilugim, then why does he suffice with two Dilugim? The Baragol is going to have to be very nitchad and say, well, Haflogos are like Dilugim, and therefore three Haflogos are like three Dilugim. It's a very difficult Svara. In Midwig and Machaber, the Baragol is right. In Svara, the Baragol is wrong, because it doesn't make sense. Why would Shmuel agree with Rav? You don't have three Dilugim, you only have two Dilugim. 30 to 31, 31 to 32. Halacha l'maisa, it makes a difference. What if a woman tak has 30, 31, 32? According to Baragola, she has a fadegas kavua, bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel. According to all the other achronim, she has a suffigas kavua. We pass him like the other achronim. Meaning, let's just review for a second. Let's just take all our cases and review. And then, when the test comes, you'll probably get a scenario like this. So, steel yourself. So, let's just review the cases. If a woman sees, this is an easy case. Tesvav Nisan, Tesayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, Yud Ches Tamuz, then she is a Vadai, Veses HaChodesh B'Dibud. That's no problem. What if she sees Tesvav Nisan, Tesayin Iyar, Yudzayin Sivan? She has a suffix, Veses HaChodesh B'Dibud. Okay, what if she sees Hayom, Achar Lamed, Achar Lamed Aleph, Achar Lamed Beis, Achar Lamed Gimel. She is a Vadai Veses Haflago B'Dibud. Right? Today, that's five Reios, which is four Haflagos, which is three Dilugim. What's the Machlokes the Baragola and everyone else? She sees today Achar Lamed, Achar Lamed Aleph, and Achar Lamed Beis. That's the controversy. Because it seems like Shvi Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but the Machaber only said it counts. So that's Machlokes. The Baragola is Meduyik and Machaber, everyone else is Meduyik and Svara. Says the Baragola, Vadai Veses Haflaga B'Dilug. Even Shmuel admits it's a Veses Haflaga B'Dilug. Says the Bach and the Shach and the Taz, nope, she has a Safek Veses Haflaga B'Dilug. Why? Because she only has two Dilugim from Lamed to Lamed Aleph, from Lamed Aleph to Lamed Beis. And we paskin like the Bach and the Shach and the Taz against the Baragola. And therefore, she would be the Safek Veses Haflaga. Okay. That is all I have to say about the complicated parts of Veses HaDilug. In Sechesanon, it talks a little bit more about this Sadilut. But this is the complicated part. That's just some relatively easy details coming up. Yeah, relatively. One second. So we'll have to pull it a day for now. You'll get the board. We'll pick up in Yirtzeh Hashem next time with Sifches and on, and we will try to get through as much as we can of Sifches Gimel, which is very long and also very, very, very important in terms of halacha with Masechta.